This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
A barista discovered she has a freakish talent after an accident.
Oh, that's no week. So she hit her head. Yeah, while she was in the... I think she was swimming in the water.
Was she really?
Yeah, swimming in the beach, got crashed, boom.
No way.
And she woke up and now she's got a superpower. Well, this is quite common, did you know that? I got hit in the head and forget where I live. Anybody else gets hit in the head and gets a superpower. Yeah.
What's this?
Because it says, how long did it take your barista at your local coffee shop to remember your order? Well, yours, you don't drink coffee, so they don't know you.
No, but they always get my name wrong, though. They call me Mitchell. But Michael's just, it's a very common name. I don't know how they get that
don't
wrong.
Don't you say DJD?
No.
Don't you? I mean, you've got it written on the back of your shirt. It's on the back of your undies everywhere like that. It says DJD. I just assume.
How did you know? Well, can you imagine me going to a Starbucks? Hey, what's your name? Oh, yeah, it's just DJD. I sound like an idiot. No. Anywho, what's her power?
Well, so this Maria, who's a barista who works at the Qantas Business Lounge in Melbourne, if she hears your order once, she'll remember it forever. She reckons even if you don't come back for 6 months, she will still remember your order.
That sounds like the best kind of waitress. I love that.
But what he's saying, Maria says she only ever had this amazing talent after hitting her head in a serious accident 6 years ago.
I tell you what, I wish that accident happened to all my hairdresser friends at my place I go to. I go in, as we know.
Every 3.5 days?
Pretty much. Yeah. And every single time, they sit me down and say, what would you like today? And I'm like, I get the same thing for the last 2 years, every single 2 weeks.
But you know, that's good of a hairdresser, because as a hairdresser, I find a lot of hairdressers become complacent. And they just cut your hair the same way all the time. Okay. I think it's very important as a hairdresser to sit someone down and go, you know, what are we going to do today? People might like a change.
So
you
don't want to create. These guys don't know how to create. I just need him to say to me, hey, same as normal. I'll be like, you know what? Yeah.
Say that.
Bit of loyalty. Yeah.
Say, come on, mate. You know, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like printing out. I've thought about this every single time I go get a haircut. I think about printing out this little card for them that just has everything I need and a label diagram of my head, a photo of me on a good day of a haircut, just to say, you know what? Don't talk to me. If you're gonna ask me what I want, here it is, labeled for you. So I have to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So he's become one of those people now. It doesn't talk to the staff.
They don't talk to me.
Hello, princess. Yeah.
They don't talk to me at all. So why do I have to talk to them? I say, how's your day? And they say, good, thanks. They don't ask it back, and that's it.
Because that's good conversation. I've told you that before. Don't talk to your hairdressers. They don't care. They don't care. They pretend they care.
I wish they, but I'm a loyal customer. If they lost me, I assume that's a bit of profit loss. So I'd assume that they'd want to at least remember my order. The guy that runs the place, he's lovely. He remembers it.
Oh, okay, so what do you get? Short back and sides, wax, crack and back. Yeah.
A CEO is a very, very positive man with a very positive message. Let me read you this man called Ian's letter. He's a single father. And he shares this message to his... He just writes to his parent, to his employees on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's so sad. Get a life, mate.
Yes. He's a CEO. He's got a life. He's got a million... I'm not going to let your negativity
dampen. No, I don't mean that, but I'm saying, like, join a sport. Go and volunteer. If you've got time to go home from work and email your employees, there's a problem.
He's shedding a very... I'm going to read the message.
Maybe sorry. Let me get onto it.
He says... And I'll make it shorter. I never need to know you'll be back online after dinner. I never need to know why you choose to watch season one of Arrested Development for the fourth time on your flight to LA instead of answering emails. I never need to know you'll be in late because of a dentist appointment or that you're leaving early for your kid's soccer game. I never need to know why you can't travel on a Sunday. I never need to know why you don't need to have dinner with me when I'm in your town on a Tuesday night. So never need to know that you're working from home today because you simply need silence. He has a problem with the lack of trust in the workplace because they're adults. He says you should be giving adults a lot more trust within your workplace.
That's so true. But have you ever owned a business?
No.
Don't trust anybody.
Really?
No. I'm sorry.
When did you own a business?
Well, I owned me and Wayne had a cafe in Newtown years and years ago.
No way. Yeah, what was it called?
Well, it's called Mickey's Place.
Mickey's Place?
Isn't that strange? Oh, no, it was Cafe on May. Mickey's Place is the place I used to work at. So it was Cafe on May or something, was May Street in Newtown. And we bought it from the Orange People. Remember the Rush Nush Ganache? Yeah.
What?
Well, they were orange people. They were like a cult.
And Tom is the sounding bug racist. No.
That's what they were called, the orange people. And Bug Nug Banan or something used to drive around an orange Rolls Royce.
Right.
And he'd had all these little followers. Well, this cafe was owned by the orange people when we first took over, which was great because it cost us nothing to buy because they'd run it into the ground. It was filthy. And we spent 3.5 weeks cleaning and repainting it and then sold it a few years later for a profit.
No, what? Cafe on May.
Cafe on May.
What did you do? Did you make coffees? Did you just yell at people?
No, I was the boss.
So you just sassed people from the back?
Yeah. I had one girl come in. Was a boy, girl? I don't know. One staff member and something. She was out on the phone. I said, oh, sweetheart, I don't pay you to do that. Get in here and do that. She goes, you need me more than I need you. So I walked to the till, opened it up, took her wages, and said, thank you, get out. And I had to do it all by myself one afternoon. That was horrible. I made a mistake.
Oh, my God. Hey, a guilty dad fears he must warn his daughter's boyfriend that the man is dating a diagnosed sociopath. So the dad's gone to Reddit, or one of those social streams, to vent his nervousness because the boyfriend wants to propose to his daughter.
Oh, okay.
But the daughter has no means of, or even, she doesn't want to tell the boyfriend at all that she's been diagnosed as a sociopath.
Well, she doesn't have to. That's your own, your personal private medical records is called private personal records for a reason. I don't have to tell people what's in my medical record. Well, I suppose you do if it affects your partner. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think that the tail end of that was, I agree with. I think you've got to let the person know. They have to know. It's a big thing.
Who's to say that she's a psychopath anyway? The dad and son.
No, she's been diagnosed.
Yeah, by who?
By, like, a proper professional.
Okay. Who knows? See, I'm suspicious. Maybe the dad and this proper professional are trying to steal her, you know, her record collection. She might have a record collection that they've got locked away. That's what they used to do in the old days. Yeah.
They used to steal record collections. You know, you sound crazy sometimes, Tom.
Well, I'm just trying to think of what... Well, that's terrible. That's really mean of the dad. But, see, we've discussed this with my children. Would I be a dobber? You're right. If I came home and caught my children and robbed a bank, I'd ring the police on them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My mum's the same. She said to my brother, if he was a drug dealer, she'd bring him to the police.
If my children were sold drugs, I'd call the cops. I also told them I would support you and I'd stand with you in court, but I'd be the first one to dob you in if you did something horrible like that. Wouldn't be one of those parents that hide their children up in the roof of the house when the police come.
I wonder if this is an actual, like, if the actual scenario came up, though, if your mind would change on
it. No, not at all.
You wouldn't go all mother
But I'm telling you what, if my kids ever dob me in, they'd be cut straight out of the will. I'm totally double standards here. I'm dropping them down. But okay. If they ever gave my secrets away, they'd be in so much trouble.
Let me define for you what a sociopath is.
Oh, thank you.
So maybe it'll just sway your opinion on this.
Let me just open up my wallet. It's probably written on the card inside my wallet.
So it's a person with a personality disorder manifesting itself in extreme antisocial attitudes and behaviour.
Well, I'm not antisocial.
Okay.
I'm too social.
Didn't know this was about diagnosing you, but we'll keep going with it.
I always thought this was like a self-help
section.
That's
fine. We're here. We're going to diagnose you. It's fine. Lack of feeling guilty.
Oh, I don't feel guilty. I've never done anything wrong.
Okay, good. Yeah. This is good. They may be perceived as charismatic or charming.
Oh, I am Prince Charming.
I'll take a good one over your Gogglebox fans. Alrighty. Can be manipulative.
No, I'm not manipulative. I can't even spell it. How the hell could I manipulate someone? I can't even spell it.
Oh, yeah. This is good. You're only two for four or something. They don't think of the consequences when they act.
No, who worries about tomorrow? Yeah, spend your money today, you know?
So we've got 1, 2, 3 out of 5, Tom. Excellent. I'm mildly concerned for you.
So I have mild cases. That's all right. I don't care. This is silly. Yeah.
Yep,
do you know what? But it is right. I think maybe as a parent you do have a to protect your children. Do you have to protect your children's partner? No. You know, a couple of weeks ago you tried to take me on. You wanted to fight me.
I did.
And then we asked all our lovely Joy listeners and they all got involved. And, of course, I beat you hands down. Yeah.
In a non-refereed match, yes. But I think they were insinuating that if it was a refed match in a cage, it would be a little bit more even.
Oh, okay. You reckon. No, I don't at all. But this is the ultimate UFC fight that you didn't know you wanted. Yes, it might sound ridiculous, but in one of those bizarre things that happen on Twitter, Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to join him in the octagon to solve a non-mentioned problem. So he reckons he's got a problem with Tom Cruise, but he won't mention what it is.
I know what their problem is. They've both got small poppy syndrome. Was it tall poppy syndrome? What is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon they've both got that and they're both just ants and just a...
Well, I think it sounds hot. You know, I'd love to you know, throw in some baby oil and let those two go. Like, I mean,
I did not know that this is where the story was going to go.
Sure. So this is what the little boy said. What's his name?
Justin Bieber.
That's it. I can't remember his name. I refuse to acknowledge him. should be sent to Canada back. I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who is willing to put on this fight? And then Dana White, who's the head of the UFC, has come out and said, they'll do it. So how exciting is that?
Why is he, rewind, why is he challenging him?
The whole thing is he won't say. He says he's got an issue, but he won't say what the issue is.
That is so stupid.
Correct. So it
that
turns
is
out,
so dumb.
I thought, well, what is this cage fighting? So it turns out it's a full contact combat sport that allows a wide variety of fighting techniques and skills. So I'd be basically just getting there and kick people. So, but this is really funny. So here's the stats. This is me going to, I'm going to do, you know, in the one corner, we got Justin, 25-year-old pop star who stands 5'9", has sold over 150 million records, attracts 1.6 million Twitter followers, and has a net worth of 265 million.
Oh my God.
He got hotter, didn't he? In the other corner, we've got Tom Cruise, a 56-year-old movie star who stands at 5'7". So he's shorter than the Bieber and has sold over 1 million movie tickets, produces full-pack action films, does his own stunts, and has a net worth of 570 million.
Wow.
Doubles Bieber. Yeah. So whose side are you on? I want to know why they want to fight. I mean, could you imagine those two in there? It'd be so funny. You'd have old saggy boob man Cruz fighting a little twink butt Justin. I mean, I think I could fight Justin.
I think most people could.
There's nothing butch about him. He looks like you know what? He puts a bit of gel in his hair and a few tattoos. Sweetheart, you're not butch enough. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. To answer your question, I'm not backing anyone in this one until I find a reason why they're fighting. We've got a good reason to fight each other. It's mostly just to prove the dominance in the friendship. Yeah.
Well, you're right. Someone's always trying to get on top here, aren't they? Yeah. No, never wants to be on the bottom.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.